Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, good evening, folks. Welcome to New Madison, Ohio, in the campus of Tri-Village High School for today's non-league baseball game between the 4-1 Fort Recovery Indians and the 4-1 Tri-Village Patriots. Both teams lost their first one in run rule fashion.
Yeah.
And both have reeled off four straight. If you look at Tri-Village, you know, they look at the success of their football, look at the success of their basketball, and you can bet they got a lot of athletes out there on the field.
Yes, they do.
Kind of like the old Fort Recovery Indians.
Yeah.
And the Indians lineup today looks like this. Landon Post, as usual, leads off, plays second base. Caden Greasy gets the ball today. He's pitching, batting seven. Wyatt Benn bats third, playing third base. Dan Patch, first base, bat four. Troy Homan, Uncle Troy, batting fifth, playing center field.
Explain that one later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Rick Sobey, you're catching as usual. It's left field is, let's see who we got here. We got, no idea. He's got Wendell.
Sage might be playing. I saw Sage get off the bus.
Oh, Sage here?
Yeah. I saw him get off the bus.
Okay.
Sage, I was going to ask the coach if he had some. I thought that was who it was. And he said Wendell. I'm sure that's who it was. So more than likely that's it.
Jackson Irving is going to DH. Tucker Overman is playing left field. And the shortstop, as always, is Mr. Alex Dews for Kevin Eink in the 4-1 Fort Recovery Indians. We're getting ready to start play-by-play. See, 5 o'clock they get her going down here.
Yeah. Yep, because they have the umpires here.
It does make a difference, don't
yes, it? Yes, it does. I don't know that they were waiting for anybody else on Saturday, but found out that the other guy canceled on Friday, and I don't think Holly had any chance of getting anybody else.
Yeah. So getting the ball today for the Tri-Village Patriots, Justin Finkbein, and there's a bunch of these Finkbein boys here, three of them starting for Coach Josh Davis and the Tri-Village Patriots. Game is underway. First pitch, low ball, landed post. Your hitter. Beautiful day, Spencer.
Yes, it is. And I put me in almost exactly the wrong spot. I have to duck around the pole to see the scoreboard. But that's not our worst problem ever.
We'll be all right.
Yeah.
Neil, so we're out here. Then this is a beautiful facility.
Yes, it is.
But the problem is there's no juice back here. So we ran extension cord. That one hit him. So a good start here for the Indians. Hit batter.
I'm estimating between 250 and 300 feet of extension cord is what I have here.
You should just ran it from Fort Recovery.
Could have.
Just extension corded it out. Here's Caden Greasy.
But I knew it was coming, so I just gathered up everything I had.
It's a lot easier set up when the weather's 70 and sunny no wind blowing.
Yes.
Here's Caden. Posty with a big lead. That one's inside. I'm sure he's going to see a strike before he swings.
Yeah.
Is yet to find the plate, Mr. Finkbein.
Yeah, but this facility down here is just this complex they have.
Fly ball center field. Hit well, but center fielder has a beat on it, and he's got it. Post fakes. They're advancing. He'll stay right there. So first out of the inning, Greasy flies out to center field. Here's Wyatt Benn. Daniel Patch on deck.
Well, he put some metal on the balls.
So yes, he did. He hit it hard.
But the guys have been doing that this spring, so that's encouraging.
I'm going to say there's a 100 feet between here and third base.
Might not be that much, but there's a lot. There's a lot of foul territory that's still in play.
There's a 80, lot. At least, because it's farther than the pitching mound. That's 66, right? 60.6?
Yeah, maybe.
Swings around. And the runner will steal.
Yep. So,
hi, buddy. How are you?
That's a strike. Hi, Kenny Tin. How are you?
Landon Post with a stolen base.
A lot of long hairs in Fort Recovery today with Kenny Chen down here. Hair everywhere in Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Need the barber. To the star. Barber to the stars. As Hobbsy always said.
0-1, Wyatt Ben. Runner in scoring position. Hit scores a run. Fouled at the plate. 0-2. Benny Homan over there at first base. Coaching. Coach Hank at third. Ground ball. Base hit left field. The runner was going post on the play. The throw of the plate. He's going to go up standing. They're going to have a play at second. And he's in there. Good hustle.
Yep.
RBI single Wyatt Ben.
That all went about as well as it could. Landon was taken off. And Wyatt hit it down the third base line. They threw to home. A catcher came up and caught it and tried to get him at second, but threw it on the third base side and allowed Wyatt Wyatt to get in there at second. So,
Indians strike early. 1-0. Here's Dan Patch.
Yep.
Runner now at second base.
One out, runner at second. Let's go, Daniel.
Fouled straight back. Good cut. Troy Hillman on deck. 1-0. That's what Coach Hank couldn't have dialed it up any better than that. Here's Big 66. Moved him up in the order a little bit. He's been swinging back good. Everyone gets away.
I didn't see Kale.
Not long, though.
Is he in the line? Is Kale in the lineup?
No, Kale's not in the lineup.
Okay.
Finkbein gets a sign. Ground ball up the middle. And it's bobbled by the shortstop. Patchy's going to beat that out. That's going to be an E.
Yep.
That's an error on the shortstop.
It's a tough hop, but a shortstop should have that one. It took a little weird bounce, but you better have a shortstop that can play that.
Yeah, he hit it hard. Hit it right on the screws.
Yep, and I'm going to bet he doesn't make many of those mistakes.
No. So here's Big Troy.
So Uncle Troy, can you want to explain that?
Well, I just seen on Facebook, Michelle said that our good friend and a big listener for Recovery Radio, Will Homan, and his beautiful wife, Kendra. That one's flying to left field. Trouble. Left fielder's on his horse. He can't get it. And they get the force out. Tough play.
Yep. Wyatt was in no man's land. He had to stay close enough to second. If the guy caught it, he didn't get doubled off a second. He took off and dived in head first, but just a little behind the throw. Nothing he could do there.
Yeah, he could have played that, maybe got a little bit bigger lead if he could have read it better.
So Will and Kinder are having a baby.
Yep, having a baby.
That is awesome.
That one's a little bit low for ball.
I tell people all the time, there's young people like that, you got to have a lot of babies. The idiots are having babies, and we have to outnumber them.
We got to.
Or they're going to rule the world. So we got to, all the good people have to have lots of babies.
Yep. Riggs Toby to play. Runners on first and second. Two out. Just misses. Two balls and a strike. Two outs. Top of inning one. Indians again dent the scoreboard for the run. 3-1 count.
We'll take a walk.
Sage Wendell on deck. Seeing his first varsity action of the year.
Yep. I like it. I'd say if he's up here, he's been doing well in JV.
It's a strike.
Haven't seen much, but haven't heard anything, but I'm going to guess that if he's playing, he's good. And I like it.
That one's low.
Runners were going.
Well, Sage, you get to come up, but the base is loaded in the first inning. How about that?
Well, run clearing double wouldn't hurt me any.
That'd
make me happy.
Wouldn't mind me either. Base is loaded now. It's amazing how this kid has developed into.
Yeah. From a puny little bat boy.
Yeah, a little bat boy to, you know, he's an state swimmer, all-state swimmer. And,
yep.
And a hell of a baseball player. Come on, kid.
Yep.
First pitch is a strike down the middle. He's taken all the way. Now he's seen him. That one's low.
Kind of along the line of what Tony Diller was when he was in elementary school. He's a little pudgy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he turned into.
Kind of like me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That one's in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher. Saves a run. 2-1. Big Jackson Irving on deck.
Well, I didn't get my paperweight. Ball's coming in here. A little inside. Bubba's chasing paper. So it's going to be three balls and a strike. And Indians are... And that one's low, and that walks in a run. That's good news for the Indians. That top one's the only one I need, that white one. Yep.
Well, Sage, that's a good job. RBI, first at bat as a professional baseball player.
Yep. Well, let's get some more here.
Jack. That's a strike.
Jack Irvin at the plate.
2-0 Indians. Base is still juiced.
I think I saw his dad, Mitch, coming by here. Yep, he's down to the left of us with
fouled at
Postie.
The plate. 0-2. You work today?
Yeah.
Hit her hard or not?
Well, I had to be done by 2:30, so I get down here and get set up.
Fouled back.
So I think I got in. Time I left till the time I got there, time I got back was about 5 hours, 6 hours, something like that.
Where'd you have to run today?
Indiana, did Portland and Dunkirk and Hartford City.
Time is called. That one, ref took the umpire took that round.
Yep.
The old noggin. He's going to walk that one off a little bit.
Yep, he walked the ball out to the pitcher, so he'd give himself a little time.
Well, he's seen two pitchers, so he thought he better. That one's outside. If I get closer to him, because that hit him right in the face mask.
Yep.
1-2 in the dirt. Good eye. 2-2.
Catcher took it off of his face mask or chest protector and that little hopper.
It is with a big Mac game tomorrow at Versailles.
Yep. I'm anxious to
pop
see how
up.
That goes.
Second baseman, shortstop now, has it? And he gets it. In the inning, the Indians get two runs. On one base hit, they leave three. After half, your Indians lead it 2-0.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the first inning. Tri-Village gets a shot at. Caden Greasy gets the ball for Coach Einken. Caden's done a really nice job for the Indians on the mound this year and has a complete game win at Houston. Kid works fast, throws hard. Jace Lips leads off for the Tri-Village Patriots, center fielder. C.J. Osborne bats second. Kaysen Hale bats third. Looks like Caden Lips bats fourth. Logan Call fifth. Cam Kimmel bats sixth. Justin Finkbein seventh. Carter Finkbein eighth. And Noah Finkbein bats ninth. For Josh Davis, Tri-Village Patriots. I don't know what's going on here, but they sent Caden in to cover something up. I don't know if he had to get some tape on his umpire. Didn't like his had some Band-Aid on or something. And no idea. Saying 90% of the umpires would not care about it. This guy does. New Madison, Ohio, Tri-Village Patriots. Their girls basketball team, state champions. Riley Sagerster was the runner-up in Miss Basketball, and she is now transferred to, or decommitted from Marshall, and she is now going to Wright State to play for the Raiders. Also, congrats to Ivy Wolf. Ivy Wolf transfers from Miami to UD, where she'll join Coldwater grad Riley Rissmiller. So, a lot of MAC flavor on the UD Flyers this year, so you guys will have to get down there and watch some MAC basketball. UD captures two MAC kids. All right, here we go. Greasy Riggs Toby, his battery mate, gets a sign. And this first pitch. Grounded shortstop. Doozy's up. Fires it across to Big Dan. One up, one down. 5-3 if you're scoring. 6-3 if you're scoring at home. C.J. Osborne now, right fielder. 419-852-9201. If you're listening, we'll give you a shout-out. We love hearing our fans. C.J. Osborne, right fielder. That's a strike. Caden getting ahead of the hitters. Good job, big guy. Only a sophomore. Coach Kevin Eich and Fort Cover Indians. I want to give a shout-out to Tom Galdean. Tom Galdean is unbelievable, folks. I get here today, he's got the books filled out, both teams. Guy is on it. There ain't a better fan than Tom Galdean, a hell of a coach. Just an all-around good dude. There's a fly ball ripped to left. That one is going to be a one-hopper off the fence. Osborne is going to walk her into second base. That's a double. So he got all that one. That was a one-hopper, and he hit a tater there. Here's Kaysen Hale, first baseman. A double. Four and one Tri-Village, 4-1 Fort Recovery. Should be a good one here. Greasy gets a sign. That's a strike. The letters. McNeil bringing water. God love him. Riggs gives him the sign. Caden looks the runner back. And the 1-0. Grounded right back to him. Throws it over to Patch. Throw down to third base. Oh, he's going to get it. Patch cannot make that throw. I mean, I don't.
Yep. Hit the runner in the helmet.
You can't make that throw. You got to be more disciplined than that. That run didn't mean nothing, but. That's exactly what Coach just said. Cannot make that throw. So it's 2-1 now. Bases are now clear. That's an E on Big Dan. Unearned run. Yeah, that had ugly road all over it. When he come over and one-hopped it over and got by the third baseman and hit the runner in the helmet. And there's a line drive just foul.
Now, anything else that he hit there wouldn't have made any difference.
Yep.
But it hit that helmet and popped up and rolled to the 70 feet away from third base to the fence. And happens.
It happens, absolutely.
Well, got to play smarter than that.
Yep. Yeah, he wasn't going to get him.
Nope.
Nice pitch, 0-2. Greasy throwing strikes early. 2-1, Indians leading. The 0-2 pitch. Just misses. Good pitch.
I think our, nope, our internet's still going on the laptop. I lost it on my phone.
What happened?
I thought my phone lost its internet, but the laptop still has it, it looks like.
Keaton Lips. That's a great
name.
Ooh, just misses. 2-2, two out. I am Bob Stalder with my friend Mr. Neil Spencer, owner-operator of Fort Recovery Radio. Bringing you today's game. That one gets past the pitcher or catcher. Full count.
I got to catch up here. Okay, we have two outs.
Yep.
Nobody on base.
Okay. Full count.
Yep. Had to step away to get water, and I was listening, and then my phone went off, turned off, so I couldn't hear, and I thought maybe I just needed to restart.
Ooh, that one hit him.
Yep.
So now the Trevor Woods has a runner on first with two outs. Here's Logan Call, shortstop.
Where are we in the orders? It's number five. Okay.
Number five. Girls softball team is playing tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They got a big one tonight. They have St. Mary's, and that game is on Sports Stream 2. Chase Kaiser.
Yep. All you have to do is go to FortRecoveryRadio.com, click on Sports Stream 2, and you should be hearing the Lady Indians.
So you can get any updates.
Click back and forth.
Make sure you text us any updates you get. We'd love to hear from you.
I'd love to see how that's going. Girl's been playing pretty decent, I think.
Big Fee checking in from Hastings on us. Let's keep it going, boys. Good start. Him and Calpe will be here tomorrow night, bringing you the Indians in Versailles. Be nice to go over there with a 5-game winning streak.
Yes, it would. Absolutely. I believe they are undefeated. Am I right in that? They're either five wins, no losses, or 4-1.
Are they?
I think so. Yeah, they're got a pretty good record. That bright yellow sheet should have it on there.
Fouled back. Good cut. Bright yellow. Neil's got everything here, folks. Versailles at New Bremen. They won, so they want to know on this one.
Should have their...
Nice play, Landon Post.
The regular season thing. Nope. 3-3.
3-3, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
That was a little flare in the short center field. Landon Post chases it down. And after one complete, Fort Recovery 2, Tri-Village 1.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're top of the second, 9-1-2. Alex Dews leading off, followed by the top of the Orlando Post. Ground ball right back to the mound. Hit it hard, but hit it right at him. So one pitch, one out.
Pitcher threw it a little bit to the second base side of first, but he's able to stay on, and he could have come off and gotten back on to it. Was hit pretty easily, or pretty fairly hard back to the pitcher. So
here's Landon Post. Landon got hit by a pitch, stole a base, and scored the Indians' first run of the game. Hey, shout out Perry Hall, listening on Atlanta, Georgia.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Perry. Perry's going to be, you're going to see Perry this summer.
Yeah.
As he is going to be in charge of the dodgeball event at the Jubilee. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Battleground.
Ball's inside. Perry Hall. I seen, so like one of the Vaughn girls is like a grounded foul. Coach, a good scoop.
One of the triplets?
Yep. She's playing volleyball somewhere, East Tennessee or somewhere, and they must be really good. They're like, she wouldn't play beach volleyball. That one's off his foot. That hurt.
There was something besides the regular volleyball season. I did see that. It's been a few days, and I was in the middle of something else. I saw it on Facebook, but didn't look into it more. But she sounded like she was doing something pretty.
That was in the dirt.
Pretty cool.
Full count. We like get Landon on here with his wheels. Get him to second.
Yep.
Add a little play, a little add on here in the top of the second.
Yeah, they haven't been very many getting past their catcher, so he's going to have to do it on his own.
Ball four low.
Not going to get much.
Posty's been up twice, been on twice.
Help from him to pass balls to get anywhere. But
here's Caden, pitcher. Caden flew out center field his first at bat. Big week of sports, folks. Like we said, tomorrow we're at Versailles. Thursday we got Delphi St. John's at home. And then Saturday, ooh, that one gets away. Posty's going to trot into second.
Sorry, buddy, I jinxed you.
Yeah, that was a wild pitch. He had no chance at that.
Oh.
So now a hit would definitely score the speedy post.
Yep. You know, he's taking a good
chicken
lead.
Dinner Saturday, is that what you said?
Yep. The baseball team, you have to get the tickets from the baseball team. Have to be pre-sale for...
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get some.
Yeah. Yep.
Time is called.
It's
Coach Davis is going to go out and talk to his young right-handed.
It's only from the baseball players, I believe. He might be able to go up to school, get some at the office. But
it's like if I yell at Landon, he's out there a second, say, hey, I need some chicken dinner tickets. You think he'd call time and bring some to me?
He would holler over to his dad and say, Dad, can you sell him some tickets?
Well, that's great. Come up there Saturday. We got a doubleheader. Southampton, they're always good. It's
always
a fun game. They always bring a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've been playing them in a doubleheader on Saturdays for as long as I can remember.
I think as long as we've been doing this.
Yeah. One time we got so burnt up there. Remember that?
Yes. I think Calpe and I were talking about
that
the other day.
Was it?
It was a day like this, probably a little bit warmer, and it had been cold the whole time. Yep. All of a sudden it's sunny, 75 degrees.
Runner goes. Pitch is in the dirt. He's going to go and stand it.
I think our friend Bob Stogler went home after the first game.
I went home after about the fourth inning with a melanoma.
So they just skip the sunburn part, goes straight to the cancer.
Yep. Ground ball fair down the left field line. Nice piece of hitting.
That was
Mr. Greasy, RBI single. Indians lead 3-1.
Good job. One out, runner on, runner in. Good job.
Here's Benny. Benny with an RBI single his first time up. 3-1, Indians.
The girls game on here trying to hear what's going on there. So he just promoted our game.
Did he?
Said if you're just tuned in.
Runner goes. That one gets by.
Boys are playing.
Big turn. He stays right there. He thought about going to third.
Yep. And... Now, I keep thinking that he's not that fast, but he is a lot faster than he looks. He's pretty good. I'm not sure he gets caught stealing. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's Mr. McGreezy's a good athlete.
Yes, he is. Pretty good football player too.
Wyatt, ground ball just foul hit. Ooh. On the button.
Yep, that was about a foot foul, and the other one was a foot fair going down that line.
Big Bo says, I got her, boys. Looking good with his sunglasses on.
Yep.
That is a rip into center field. And it gets past him. Greasy's going to score. Benny rounds second. He's going to stay right there. That was an absolute missile out the center field. center fielder got his glove on it. I thought he should have had it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking I'm going to give him an error, but, you know, I don't know. I'm going to give him an error. I bet you if you ask that kid, he'd say I should have caught it. So now Fort Recovery leads 4-1, and they are absolutely teeing off on this kid.
Yep.
They are hitting hard. Runner balked him. Nice job.
He was running. He was going to go anyway.
Yep.
And that I think that made the pitcher jump a little bit.
Yeah, he got a little discombobulated. Kind of like me and you do about twice a day. Here's Patchy, runner at third. Slow roller. Back to the pitcher. Throws over. Gets him. Runner stays. 1-3. Patchy's out.
Well,
two out now.
I'm going to have a talk with Chase. He finished the inning and didn't give me the score.
We're going
to
knock him out. Here's Troy. Troy hit a base hit, but they threw the runner out at third on a fielder's choice.
Yep.
So, swing and a miss. Good cut.
Big old swing. Uncle Troy.
Benny is at third. We'd like to get that run in.
Yes, we would.
Left-hand hitter waves that bat around. That one's low. 1-1. Briggs Toby on deck. Troy started Saturday against Anzonia. That is a ground ball up the middle. Base hit. Nice job, Troy Oman. Benny trots in. Indians 5. Tri-Village 1.
All right.
RBI just single. Mr. Troy Oman.
Just got the score. 0-0 at Fort Recovery ladies playing St. Mary's ladies. 0-0 bottom of the second.
All right. Let's go, girls. Let's get a win here.
Yep.
Good piece hit by Troy. Take her right back up the middle. And Indians take a 5-1 lead. Two in the first, three here in the second. Eric Runner goes first pitch, pitch out, but they still ain't going to get to Speedy Troy. That is Troy's 400th stolen base in the last two games. Well, probably not that many, but.
No, but it's, I think.
He had five.
He had some
five
crazy.
He had two today so far. There he goes just, the third. And he's in there.
He was taking off with a pitcher in his windup.
So now he's at third base. 1-1 your count. Might as well steal home.
Yeah, might as well.
Flare into center field. Center fielder slides.
Ooh,
makes
it.
A nice catch.
Was a nice catch.
In the inning, the Indians get three runs on one, two. Two base hits. They leave a runner. After an inning and a half, Fort 5. Tri-Village 1.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh meals.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the second inning. It is 6-7-8, Cam Kimmel, Justin Finkbein, Carter Finkbein. For Triumph Village, Big Mac Day tomorrow. It is Coldwater playing host to New Knoxville. Indians travel to Versailles. Marion Local and St. Henry should be a good one. Minster Parkway. Minster 4-0 on the young season. Parkway is 4-2, so that should be a good one. That is at Minster. Bremen is at Delphi St. John's. New Bremen's 4-1 after their loss to Versailles. So it should be a good Tuesday. Teal and Fort, like we said, us and the Versailles should be a barn burner.
Yes.
It's always a good game. The Indians and Versailles get to battle over there. Versailles, always a lot of good people. It's fun press box up there, them guys. There is a rocket right to Caden Greasy, and he catches it.
But I have been informed that there will not be room in the press box.
So, we're out?
Yep. So that usually means that either Tiger or WCSM or both will be covering that one.
We always have to play second fiddle with those guys, don't we?
Yeah, I'm
okay
with that.
We don't give a crap. Actually, sitting outside there is nice.
Well, if the weather's decent. We've sat out there when it was cold, and rainy, and rainy doesn't do the equipment very much good.
That's pretty good for it.
Watch it off a little bit.
Yeah. Where was we at where we just got absolute? Was that Parkway a couple years ago?
I think so.
We had towels.
Oh, yeah, and had people behind us with umbrellas. And Yep. Several years ago, Darian Sheffer and I went up to, where is it, that Amy or Abby Niekamp?
Waynesville Gush?
Yeah. We were up there, and it started raining. And I had towels, had four towels, had one over the equipment. It'd get wet. I'd throw that up, put another one over the equipment. And we were just drenched. It was awful. It was awful. And it was cold-ish.
Ground ball, third base.
Nice play.
Benny takes her on a hop, fires it over, two up, two down. 5-3 if you're scoring at home. Here's Carter Finkbein.
And if you are scoring at home, please text Bob so he knows that people are following along.
That's right. 419-852-9201. Kenny Tin here in the crowd today. Nice to see the barber.
Yep.
Huge Indian baseball supporter. Kenny's.
Yep.
I used to strike him out a lot in the league in high school.
Really?
Yeah. He couldn't hit me.
He just couldn't throw one over the plate. He just got tired of that and started swinging at anything.
That's funny, Neil.
Yeah, only because it's not true.
It's not hot, son. Popped him up.
Infield.
Alex Dew says, I got her, boys. That's a quick 1-2-3 inning. After two, your Indians lead it 5-1.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, we're back here, top of the third inning, 7-8-9. Sage Wendell, Jackson Irvin, Alex Dews for the Indians. Sage walked his first time up and had an RBI. First at bat is on the varsity level.
Yep.
First pitch is foul off the first base side. Number 14 on the field, number one in mom and dad's hearts.
Ours too. Well, yeah, ours too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Might as well.
Hey, he's top five anyway.
No doubt about that. Gets a sign. That one has popped into right field.
He's been swinging.
Tough play. Right fielder's coming in. He's got it.
Wow. Right into the sun, but he was shaking it with his glove.
Yep. One up, one down. Here's Jackson Irving. Jackson flew out left field in the first inning. Big number 15.
Yeah, he seems to be doing pretty well putting the bat on the ball.
Yes, sir. He's got some pop in his bat.
Yes, he does. I think you guys were talking earlier that he hit a home run somewhere last year.
That one is hit a mile high.
Yep.
Shortstop drifts out, and he's got it. That sucker was way up there.
That one was – might have – water. We're looking kind of at the water tower here. Might have got that high.
The water tower?
That might be
a new water tower.
It's fairly new, I know. I don't remember when it came in, but I don't think it was here 15 years ago.
Here's Doozy. Doozy grounded out first time up. That's a strike.
I don't remember where their other water tower was.
Huh. 0-1. Alex Doo, shortstop. Strike two. Finkbein has settled down here for Coach Davis. Pitched well. Throwing strikes now. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. In the inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. 2.5 in the books. Fort 5. Tri-Village 1.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the third. 9-1-2. Noah Finkbein and Jace Lips and C.J. Osborne.
One of three Finkbeins, is that right?
Three Finkbeins, all batting right in a row. Briggsy gives that sign. Swing and a miss, 1-1.
Nice pitch.
So I hear Jen Fitness is moving. Do you hear anything about that?
Yeah, she put something on Facebook. Look out, something's coming. And then the thing she was hinting that it was moving. And she said something about all your health stuff together. So I'm thinking that
you're putting two and two together.
Yeah, which could actually be
seven.
Four, but I think I'm coming up with seven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that she might be in the former Home Idea Center building with the physical therapy and the family health places.
I hear Performance is leaving town.
Oh, maybe yes. That's where she's going.
Yeah, I hear they are heading out. That's what rumor has it. Matter of fact, I heard that from a pretty good source. There's a strike. 2-2.
So is Tiffany still working with them?
Yep.
But she's going to be going back over to Coldwater?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's still not that far drive, so it's not like she's going to Dayton or anything. So.
Oh, just misses.
Oh.
That's a base on balls to lead off the third inning. It was close. Here's Lips. Lips grounded out. First time up. C.J. Osborne on deck. Good speed on the base pass. Wing pink bun.
Well, she was starting to run out of room where she was, but I think when she built it, she thought it would be plenty big, and then she's come up with more things to do.
Yeah.
And she has Katie Diller doing...
she got a hell of a business.
Doing massage.
There,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she's really good at what she does. She encourages and helps people get results.
Yep.
So...
pitch a strike.
You know, when you're showing results and you're encouraging people and it works, that's... People just, that's what people want.
Yeah, she has a passion for it.
Yes, she does, man.
0-1, runner goes. Pitch is taken, fire down. All dead meat. Nice job, Riggs, threw an absolute strike.
It was on the
land and post.
First base side of the base.
He never moved his glove?
Yeah, and the runner slid right into it.
One ball, one strike, you heard the umpire.
Yep.
Got a question, the old 5-1 stolen base. Down 5-1 with the top of the order up.
Yeah, if they want to be aggressive, it's a non-league game. That might be a good way to...
Curveball, tap, foul.
Yep.
Wyatt, Ben. Oh.
Yep. Yeah, he flipped the new ball to the pitcher, so...
One ball, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the third. Indians leading 5-1. Still waiting an update on that girls' game. It was nothing in the second.
Yep.
Nice piece of hitting, battles back.
I might switch over to that here.
See what you get?
Yep. I'm sure I'll figure out some way to screw it up.
Thursday girls' softball action. Coldwater beats the Henry 8-0. Coldwater is absolutely loaded this year. You got Madison Wendell, who hit two home runs the other night. I think that gave her – that's popped up. Wyatt Ben runs out, and he cannot get it. Foul ball. A lot of room here in foul territory. I think that's got to be – Doozy's got to make that play. It's just tough for Wyatt to go back. Doozy was – he was there with him.
Doozy, that's your angle. You better get it.
That's what Coach Ike is saying. Doozy, you got to go get that one, buddy.
Because Wyatt was
– Yeah, he was spinning around.
Backpedaling like crazy.
One ball, two strikes. One out here in the third. Swing and a miss. High cheese. Greasy continues to throw strikes. Two out now. Here's the number two hitter, C.J. Osborne. C.J. doubled off the fence on a one hopper and come around to score the only run for the Tri-Village Patriots. Number three. Greasy gets a sign from Riggs. Slow curve is inside. Ball one. Parkway beat Fort Recovery like we talked about Thursday, 7-4. Good game. Parkway's got a nice team. Minster is loaded again. They're 18-1 over Marion Local. And Versailles Bremen was a good one, 4-3. That one's outside, 2-0. A lot of good girls softball around.
Yep.
Same with baseball.
Yeah, if you can just do well in the MAC, you can do really, really well in the tournament if you don't have to play a MAC school,
yeah. So Perry Tech, are they going to set up
NFHS
cameras at the baseball field?
Not this year.
Not this year.
Because I didn't know if they were, I wanted to make sure that I put that in my promos that we record for what's coming up. And she said not this year, so makes it sound like probably yes, but not yet. So that's my.
3-1.
Let's see what we got here, girls.
That was low. Oh, he called it. 3-2. Yep. Looked a little low from here.
Okay, we're through three, so he's going to give me the score when we come back from the break.
That's what he does. Well, he likes to have his own. You know, everybody's got their own niche.
Yeah, yep.
Full count. Got him looking.
Oh, man.
Nice job.
Oh, man.
Three up, three down.
That was pretty.
And after three, Fort 5, Tri-Village, 1.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
All right, we're back. Top of the fourth inning. Top of the order. Landon Post. Caden Greasy. Wyatt Benn. Post has been up twice. Scored twice, hit, battered, and walked. Has a stolen base. First pitch is a swing and a miss. 5-1, your Indians lead. That one's in the dirt, 1-1. Indian Baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. We couldn't do it without our awesome sponsors. And we're continuing to bless with the businesses at Fort Recovery who support all of Fort Recovery and all the things that we try to do here on Fort Recovery Radio.
Supporting the kids and supporting the sports and anything and everything. It is greatly appreciated.
BU Floral, CSG, Chad Guggenbiller's Consulting. That pitch is a little tall. 10 cupboard, K&L.
Need anything to eat?
No, we're good. Thank you. Where's your hubby at?
He had an AU practice.
Oh, yeah. K&L Tractor, Todd Homan. Todd Michelle's down there in left field. That one's inside, ball 4. Landon Post. Boys, you don't want to put him on. Here's Caden Greasy.
I have a feeling he's going to do what we've done several times, is just keep on running.
You think he might go? I think he might, too. I bet they throw over.
They haven't. Yeah, they should. At least try to hold him on. Yep. Good call, Bubba.
Throw over. Runner slides back. Caden Greasy flew out and singled last time up.
Yeah, they've just been kind of...
Stole a base also.
Taking a base anytime they want. So.
Good cut. Fouled straight back. The more I see this kid, the more I just absolutely love his game. He is aggressive. He's a good pitcher. He works fast, and he understands
the game of baseball,
and only a sophomore. And he's been a huge delight for Coach Eichen.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to see him in this. You're going to be tired of hearing that name, folks.
I'm not.
For the next few notes.
We'll hear it a bunch. I'm going to love it.
Throw over. Landon back. Post over at first. He has been on twice. He has scored twice. He's got the stolen base, and he's over there again, and with a huge lead. Top of the order, Indians trying to play out on. There he goes. Pitches outside. No chance.
Yeah, catcher didn't get out of his glove.
He bobbled it. That's another stolen base.
He just hangs on to it wisely.
Now we got a runner in scoring position.
Yep.
One ball, one strike. And that is ripped into rights. Nobody's getting that one.
Yep, that one's rolling into the fence.
That's one hopper off the fence. Landon's going to come around score. Greasy is going to come into third. Stan, he slides in there.
Yeah.
Caden Greasy, triple in the gap. And we're just tooting his horn, and we're going to keep tooting it, folks.
Oh, yeah.
That kid can play the game of baseball.
As our friend Billy Worms says, he's very toot-worthy.
He's very toot-worthy, and that kid, he just does nothing but...
Yep.
Yeah, he's a hell of a baseball player, folks.
Yep.
6-1 now, Greasy at third. Here's Wyatt. Wyatt's been hitting the ball hard today.
Yes.
So far. Scored a run. Last time he hit a laser to center field, center fielder dropped it. We gave him an error. I don't know what Tommy did, but... Tommy's a pretty tough scorekeeper, too.
Yes, he is.
There's a rocket.
Ooh, base right hit. Over the
shortstop's
head.
Score. We talked about, boys, the Indians are swinging those bats.
Yes.
RBI single. Wyatt Benn, stay hot, my brother. 7-1 now the score. Here's Dan Patch. He's reached on an error, scored a run, grounded back to the mound.
It's pretty nice out here. I hope we don't run rule them. I want to play 7 innings out here.
Stay out here, just get some sun.
This is a nice place and
nice conversation.
Beautiful day.
Great view.
Yeah. Yep.
That one is absolutely tatered. That ball is off the fence.
Wyatt had
Wyatt
to hold up
to
just
hold
in case.
Up, but he is going to, that's a stand-up double. Dan Patch, nice job, my big man.
Yep.
He hit that sucker a ton.
Yes, he did.
Indians are just
they don't have the distances posted on their fence, but that's probably a good 375 out there,
yeah,
to center
that
field.
Is
and
a long way.
Yep. So that's two straight that just got hit pretty good.
Yeah, Indians are hitting that ball today. Now we don't want to get rid of them all for tomorrow. We'll save some.
Well, we've been hitting them all.
Yeah,
all spring.
Right.
So except for the first game. After that, we just been.
That's because I wasn't there.
That's probably it.
There's Troy. Troy base hit last time up, scored a run. Actually should have had two hits. His first time up, he got a base hit, but they threw up Wyatt Benn at third. I think Troy's going to tell him about that, too.
Ain't yeah,
he? Yeah. He cost me a hit, brother. Swing and a miss. Good cut. 1-1. 8-1, your Indians. That top of the order has been tough today. The 1-1, that's high. 2 balls and a strike.
Not sure what the score is, but at the softball diamond, they are the bases are loaded for St. Mary's, and we're changing pitchers.
Ooh, hear
so
that.
It's top of the fourth.
That's high. 3-1. I think they're going to be careful here with Troy. I think they would Riggs is on deck, but around first base is open.
Yeah.
Troy waves that bat around, a 3-1 pitch. Foul. Just
yep,
got a piece of it.
Foul tip at the plate there.
Full count. Still nobody out here in the Indian third inning.
Three runs in. Two on base. Scoring position.
That one's in the dirt. Base on balls for Troy. And now they're loaded.
Riggs and Sage. Well, Riggs threw that bat right to Sage. He caught it just like he did 5 years ago when he was the bat boy.
Yep, that's he knew what he was doing, didn't he?
A little, about 4 feet tall and cute as a button. Well, coach comes out and they're doing a little chit-chatting.
Yeah, this could be a...
Yeah, I'm sure they have a league game tomorrow and they don't want to use up pitchers, but
well, that is what
I think they're like
why.
Us, they don't want to run rule today.
He's gonna keep him in there,
yeah, buddy. You gotta throw the strikes.
Base is loaded, 8-1 your score. Riggs Toby up. Riggs had a he flew out to center field last time up,
still nobody out. That's
yep,
woo, pretty good. Let me see if I can catch the score here.
Paul gets a sign from his pitchers. Nowhere to put this. Put him. That ball is a little low. Ball one. Catcher Riggs Toby done a hell of a job for Coach Eich behind the plate. Threw out a runner already today on a laser. They threw fire down there to second. Threw it right on the butt. That one's outside. 2-0. Big Fee checking in, says, boy, save some runs for tomorrow. Absolutely. 2-0, bases loaded. Pray taking all. That one is ripped to left. That one has a shot. That is off the fence. One run scores. Two run scores. Patchy's in. Riggs Toby with a one hopper off the fence.
Man.
And the Indians are just absolutely.
The boys are hitting the ball.
Hitting the ball today.
Man. This is fun. And they've been doing it.
Yeah.
Except for that first game. Everybody's been putting the bat on the ball, man. It's just. And they're hitting them far.
Yep. That is the fourth hit in the inning. The fourth run scored. Score is now 10-1. Runners second and third.
Still nobody out.
Riggs teed off that one. He about hit my car. About hit the old blue. Big blue about took a. Uh-oh. That one gets by. Nobody goes. Troy was dancing down the lineup. Couldn't pick it up. The Indians trying to win their fifth game of the season after their sluggish start at Salina.
Sluggish is the wrong word. Septic.
I actually have. That one is fouled.
Wow. First baseman came over, pitcher went over, and neither one of them could get it. I think the first baseman could have had it, but I think the sun was in his eyes.
I think that's going to make the old coach a little upset.
Yes, because that was
two.
Either one of them could have made it.
Yep.
Could have made a play.
You help your pitcher out.
Yeah.
I got 9-1. I wonder if that scoreboard's right.
Yeah.
Ground ball, base hit. One run scores, Holman scores. Here comes Riggs. Sage Wendell, RBI single.
He has two RBIs. That's his first hit, I believe.
He has three RBIs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Nice job, buddy.
First hit.
For six runs this inning.
He's doing well.
He's got seven.
I'm going to say they're running it out of their dugout, and I'm going to say I think I see the guy. He has the scorebook up.
They're going to be a pitching change now. I think they're going to. Tommy, you got.
Let's take a break while they're doing that. We'll see if we can come up with the right score.
Yeah, I got 11-1.
I'm sure you're right.
12.
Be back in just a minute here.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We're back here at
number nine. Jaden
New Madison.
Freshman.
Indians leading 11-1.
New pitcher on the mound for Josh Davis's Tri-Village Patriots is Jaden. Who we got here? Jaden Beam, a freshman.
Not a Finkbein?
Nope. Jackson Irvin, runner at first. Indians with a big inning. That ball high. Still nobody out. That is right. Here in the fourth inning.
Have we batted around yet?
Nope.
7-8. Okay, yep.
Throw over, runner back. Indians and Versailles Tigers, Mara. Versailles? You can't make it over. It's going to be a beautiful day to get over there and watch a good baseball game.
Oh, yes.
If not, we'll have it right here on 4 Recovery Radio. Calpe and Fee will be back tomorrow.
Yep. probably the best thing to do is go over and watch the game.
You ever notice some guys don't go to, like, they make me do the long trips?
Yeah.
What do you think? Should they pay me some mileage or what do you think?
I think so. I think they should.
Full with Barrett Hastings, just fill her up. He's got a tank there, don't he?
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe him. Or got B&D. I'm sure he's got gas out the wazoo.
Probably does.
Yep.
I have gas, but you don't want any of it.
Probably none of that. That one's high.
They should at least
3-0.
They should at least call in to Maidrite and pay for 8 or 10 Maidrites over the phone with their debit card.
3-0 in the dirt. Ball 4 walks him on 4 pitches. Jackson walks.
Good eye,
Safe
Jackson.
Goes on to second.
Alex.
There's Alex Dews. Alex 0 for 2. He'd like to get on this action.
Yep.
He grounded to the pitcher and struck out swinging.
Yeah, he's
number 9 hitter in the inning.
He's going to get on.
You think he's going to get on?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
He could get on and still have a force out, but that won't be what it is.
There's a strike. The letters.
Sometimes he's a little streaky, but he's been putting the bat on the ball pretty decent this spring, too.
He's a neat kid, I'll tell
you. Yes, he is.
Ooh, well, he got on.
Yep.
Probably not how he wanted to. That one.
He doesn't have a lot of meat.
No. I felt that one.
To catch a baseball with his back.
Here's Landon. Landon started this whole thing off with a walk and come around to score. Bases loaded, nobody out.
Let's listen a little bit here to the softball.
That was low, ball one.
Going to the bottom of the fourth at the battleground. We had to switch pitchers. They scored a bunch of runs. It's now 5-0, St. Mary's over the fort. Going to the bottom of the fourth. So hope we can come back a little bit from that. Get our bats going.
Landon takes a strike. 1-1. Bases loaded. Indians with 6 runs in here in the fourth inning. And lead now 11-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Good cut. Landon's been up 3 times. Hit by a pitch. Walk and walk. Scored 3 runs. Stole some bases. Just exactly what your leadoff hitter is supposed to do. Fouled back. This kid throws a lot harder than the kid before. He had a little trouble finding the strike zone. But he is only a freshman, so. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. Good pitch. The first out of the inning, Boasty strikes out.
Good swing.
Yep. Here's Caden Greasy. Caden tripled. Last time up, scored a run. RBI. He's got 2 for 3, singled, tripled, and flew out to center field. Balk is called. Runner's going to score.
Pitcher was a split second away from letting go.
Ump was right on it.
Yep, I wasn't watching the pitcher, and I'm too stupid to know what a balk is. Has to be extremely obvious for me to figure it out. So
you're not stupid. Don't say that about yourself.
I'm just uneducated on that.
Are you?
I have zero idea.
Duster looks good today.
Thanks. Put extra gray in it.
Did you? How was Easter? Did you have a good Easter?
Yes, I stayed at home. I was on call with cops and didn't get one phone call.
So, yeah,
it's perfect. It's a great Easter.
Hi, ball. Time is called.
Got some work done at the studio. Got some work done out in the yard. Kind of trimmed up my roses a little bit. And
just a good Easter, wasn't it?
Yep.
Beautiful weather.
Sat on my back porch and watched the birds play around in my little waterfall deal. And
yep.
Squirrels running around and a couple of hawks flying around town, and just enjoyed it.
I listened to the community service on Friday from the Red Door Church. And sounded like there's a nice crowd in there, and I think Pastor Q does a heck of a job with that.
Yeah, and Rob Weaver, he broadcasts that and the Thanksgiving every year.
That one gets by. Jackson's going to trot in. Runners advance.
Yep, pretty good distance back to the backstop.
Greasy walks. Another run in makes it now 13-1.
Yep. So
here's Wyatt.
The Rob is just, he's just one of those people. He just does stuff because it's good to do.
Yep.
And he's the one that always goes and does it. He can pay somebody to
absolutely
do that.
Absolutely. Runner goes.
Popped very high.
That was a sky ball. Runner's tagging. Throw the plate. And Doozy's going to score. Sacrifice fly. Nice job, Wyatt Benn.
And he trots out there to runner at first, goes to second. Advances on the throw to the plate.
And so we two out now.
We always record those and put them in the archive so if somebody does want to listen to it. But I believe it's going to be that at the Red Door Church, they have the Facebook video. So I think it's on Facebook Live. I think you can go to their Facebook page and watch it if you want. So
here's Daniel. Daniel absolutely hit a missile that one hop to center field fence. I don't know if he, I would guess if you asked Daniel Patch if that's one of the farthest balls he's hit, he might say it was. Because that thing was launched.
Yeah. He's had several that he's hit off of fences, but I think that's a 400-foot fence.
That is
there.
A long way. Swing and a miss. He's trying to hit one to Greenville on that one.
Yep.
Two balls, one strike, two outs, 14-1. Fort leads it here in the top of inning number four. Ball outside.
I think if he hits it exactly that direction, it'll get to Coal Town.
You think he can get her to Coal Town?
I think that's what's out there. Greenville is a little more toward the football field, I think.
Foul into the catcher.
Yeah, this is just nice back in here. Yep.
There was an accident out there on Oswald Good Road the other night, and I talked to Michael Trowbridge. Fly ball right field. Right fielder does not see it, does he?
He's fighting the sun.
Got it. In the inning, the Indians get 9 runs.
Yep.
And after 3.5, your Indians lead Tri Village 14-1.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a simply safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
All right, we're back here.
Yeah, go ahead.
What do you need, bub?
I was just going to – I thought you were doing some stuff there. I was going to just read the upcoming games.
No. Dave Kaup just texted in and said the JVs are getting beat 3-2 in the fifth inning.
Do we know who they're playing?
They might be playing Tri-Village.
Good. That'd be good.
Not 100% sure, but I thought I looked at –
I try not to look at the JV schedule because I just get confused.
I see Matt and Alyssa Braun are selling their house. Wonder where they're going.
Don't know.
There's a lot of willing and dealing right now in the old fort.
Yeah. And you know, there's a lot of the Brackman family seems to be kind of moving back out toward
St. Joe,
and yep. And
well, they bought the lot by Larry Brown.
Oh,
they own that lot.
Who's that?
Matt Braun and Liz.
They're in the house there, so they got.
No, right.
maybe they're selling it on a contingency that you get possession when they get their house finished.
New left fielder for the Indians is Rex Leverett. Him and Sage going to switch spots there. Cason Hale leads off. How would you pronounce that name, Nielsby?
Which one we got there?
Okay, I got it. It's Caden. He has an M there.
Oh.
Caden Lips on
yep.
deck. Indians brought out the weapons as today, boys. 14-1. And behind the arm of Caden Greasy, he's pitched well so far. Give him an unearned run. That's
yes, he has. Who do we think we are going to have on the mound for Sales tomorrow?
Well, my guess is I'd say Boateng gets the ball tomorrow.
Yeah, probably. We've had several guys that have been pitching pretty well, and then they'll have a bad outing and just
straight up. Riggs says, "I got her, boys," and he does. Nice job. Flips that mask off. Does it just like a professional, boys. One up, one down.
Yeah, for kind of getting thrown in there when he was a freshman, and he did a very good job, especially as he got a few games under his belt. And then last year with Garkey back, Marcus Garkey, he was not the catcher, but, man, he is so good.
Yeah, he does a hell
of a job. He's just a great athlete and a smart kid.
Yeah, he's just a good dude, man. That one's in the dirt. Ball one. Lips walked his first time up. Logan Call on deck, the pitcher. Big number 91. That's a strike.
Ooh, nice pitch.
14-1, bottom of the fourth, one out. I got a good feeling we're going to play about one more inning and this thing's going to be over. Unless something crazy happens. Steve Rack 2 on the inside corner. Greasy making that mitt pop. He's just an absolutely tremendous pitcher because he works so fast.
Yeah.
And when he's throwing strikes like this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Houston game. I mean, that game was over fast. Swing and a miss.
Yes.
Caden strikes him out. Two out now. Here's Logan Call.
He was a pretty good player last year, played some, and this year he's better. He's a sophomore. Yep. We have this and two more years with this kid. Wow.
Swing and a miss.
And that freshman team basketball, they had, I went and watched several of their games. They have five good players on the floor. They'd take them up, put five more good ones in.
Yeah, that's good class.
You know, it's, yeah.
That one's a little bit low. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the fourth. Cale Rammel not here today. Cale's at UNOH for a visit, playing a little open gym. And if he would go there, he would be, we'd have a lot of people. We'd fill that gym.
Yeah. Yep.
Swing and a miss.
Yep. He's fun to watch. I was just thinking about that over the weekend, if he decided where he was going to go. And I know Capital had come to see him a few times. I don't know if got any kind of offer, but several other ones, of course,
got him.
Looking at him. But
in the inning, no runs, no hits. We've got four in the books. Your Indians lead it 14-1.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey, we're back here, top of the fifth inning. Indians lead at 14-1. We talked about all the sponsors that make it possible to bring you Indian baseball. We got to talk about Kalp Pharmacy, who has always been a big supporter. Miracle Lanes.
Yeah, they even loaned us their owner to be a coach for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Wayne IGA, and if you haven't got up there, boys, Andrea's done a great job up there.
Yep.
B&D Contracting, Kalpy, you know how Kalpy, he's just a neat bird. Cooper Farms, Hall Brothers.
Cooper Farms has some pretty good employees, you know that?
Not very many. They don't, but there's a couple of them. Hall Brothers, Wangler Hardware. I was out there at Wangler's. I had to get some stuff for my pipe, and I had to cork my water lines.
Yep.
Yeah, they're out. I love going out there. Just good people.
Yep, they
Brick
help
Street
you
Brick Street Tavern, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, Chad. He's always been a big supporter.
Yeah.
Hastings also, the big V.
Yep.
Can't beat the big fee.
Sometimes you'd like to.
Fort Camp Excavating. Brian and Sue's. You're going to see them in a lot of baseball games in the near future because their boys are getting to that age and they're good athletes.
Yep.
And, of course, Reichner Energy, there's a ground ball, second base. Second baseman fields it, throws it over and gets Troy. Troy retired for the first time today, 4-3.
I'll tell you a little bit about Ralph Reisner.
Yeah.
When we started Fort Recovery Radio, I saw him at probably a basketball game. He said, "I really like what you're doing. I think I'm going to help you out." He sent me a $1,500 check.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Ain't that amazing?
Yeah. I said, "So I want to run your commercials." "Ah, you don't need to run any commercials."
Yeah.
So that just, you know. He could see there was something that was going to be useful and people were going to like it, and he wanted to make sure that we got off to a good start. And a bunch of these people you named were excited.
Shortstop in the hole. Tough play by the shortstop. Fires it across and gets him. Nice play by the shortstop.
Yep.
Two up, two down.
Yeah. Mike Tin, of course, right next door to where we were, he was on board right away. Chad Guggenbiller, of course, at the IGA at that time, he was on board. And, you know, it's just been, you know, Kenny Canode, you know, that he's just going to be there. Everybody on there is just fantastic. Want to sponsor games again? Yep.
I'm in. Yep.
Yep.
That's right.
Done the same way as last year? Yep. That's good. If you want to do new commercials, let me know. Okay.
Oh, get up, kid. Got him. That one went right off the pitcher.
Wow. I think it was his chest, wasn't it?
Wow. Rex hit a bullet. Dropped the pitcher, but he got up.
Yeah, he
threw Rex out.
Yeah, he was sitting up right away. Man,
in the inning, no runs, no hits. After 4.5, Indians lead at 14-1.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. There will be no buffet at Miracle Lanes on Good Friday. They will open at 2 p.m. Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back here, bottom of the fifth inning. Indians lead at 14-1. Need 3 outs to get out here early tonight. It is 7-8-9. Kimmel, Finkbein, and Finkbein.
I say we give them 4 runs because I enjoy it, right?
It's nice and evening out.
It's beautiful evening to sit out here.
Caden Greasy has gave up 1 run on 1 hit. He's been absolutely tremendous. First pitch taken low. Ball 1. Kimmel's popped up to the pitcher, first time up. Fouled at the plate.
Sorry, I was listening to the softball. Who
still
do we have up?
Nothing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
So who's up here for him?
7-8-9. Kimmel, Finkbein, Finkbein.
I'm going to guess he's not the guy with the hit for him.
Nope, that was the number 2 hitter, doubled. Yep.
Oh, yeah, they got their run in the first. Yep, yep.
Caden gets a sign from Riggs and the 1-1. Slow curve is a strike. He's been able to throw that off-speed pitch for a strike all night long, and they have not timed it up yet. Beautiful facility here at Tri-Village. They got an unbelievable student activity center.
Yeah.
That is
huge.
Really nice.
It's
huge. It is bigger than probably the Greasem.
Oh,
phone's ringing.
I don't know if there's more stuff in there.
Yeah, but it is.
No, mine didn't ring.
Oh, okay. 2-2.
They might have something else in there, but it is really nice.
That one hit him. Got away from him there, Caden.
You know, fairly new football field. I think they've been doing football about 10 years.
And they've had a lot of success. They really have for just starting. I mean, they've had great athletes down
here. Yes, they have.
They've been.
Girls, boys, kind of every sport.
Yeah, they're on a roll right now.
Yeah, they're a community kind of like ours where there's a lot of community support, and that is the whole key to everything, to be real honest. If you want to have a good sports program, community needs to be involved. And
here's Finkbein. Grounded out first time up. That one's going over our noggin, right? Over our noggin.
Down into the catch basin down there.
Yeah, they got a nice facility here. They got the football fields out in right field. Behind us is the girls' softball. I was talking to Toby Seifring today, and Coldwater is moving their girls' softball team field. They're putting it right beside the boys' softball. They're boys' baseball. They're moving one of the Little League diamonds into girls' softball, and they've got it all.
Oh,
they got a new press box, new dugouts, and
wow.
Toby said they just thought that the school just thought they wanted to get everything centralized, so that'll be really nice.
Yes, it's already nice.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
That's such a nice park. You know, somebody gave that to them, and you know, you can get something like that, and you cannot make anything out of it. And they have taken this nice gift and made it just unbelievable. That place is just so good. Yep, coach is going to go out and calm down
Mr. Grizzly. He hit 2 batters here starting the fifth inning, and he has been just absolutely perfect.
Well, maybe he heard me say we want to play a little bit more so we can sit out here in the sunshine a little bit more. A little bit of a breeze, maybe 5-10 miles
an
hour.
That was a 1-2 pitch. And
yeah. Want to take a break while he's chit-chatting? Or I don't. He's coming back out off there.
Calpy's out mowing. Said I just turned my Bluetooth on. I just figured it out. He said. And now he's listening, mowing his grass, and listening to the baseball
awesome.
Game. Hello, Dave Cobb. Don't hit that tree. Oh, no. He just missed it.
He has trees in his yard?
He got 800 of them.
Oh, that's good. So he's building his woods.
Yep.
Maybe get deer.
Here's Carter.
Sit on his back porch and shoot deer with a bow.
Two on, nobody out here in the fifth. That one's high.
If he get a little rain, he could sit on his back porch and fish in the ditch there.
Yep.
Or stand on his bridge.
Come on, kid. Bear down here. Bear down here.
Go, Caden.
Gets a sign. Riggs, runners at first and second. Swing and a miss. He's lost his focus here a little bit.
Yep. You got her back now. Coach slapped him around a little bit.
Yep, coach's going to turn. 1-1. Pop foul.
Back over to the softball. They have the gates to it locked, so somebody's going to either have to hop the fence or leave it there.
I can jump it if you want.
If you are, make sure you let all these people know so they can enjoy it.
1-2 strikes.
You're going to jump an 8-foot fence, are you?
Popped it up. Infield fly rules in effect. One run out. One out now. Here's the number 9 hitter, Noah Finkbein, top of the order. Jace Lips on deck.
I'd be okay with one more infield fly, and then another infield
fly. No, you said
fly,
you wanted to stay here. Just kind of, we could just sit here and talk.
Yeah, we just sit here and talk. Of course, it's going to take me an hour to wrap up all my 250. I think I have 7 extension cords. There's, I think, 100, a 50.
A little high.
Another 50. A couple of 25s.
You know they got a plug in right in that dugout. They just
no, they did
that.
Not.
Yeah, they did.
No.
Yep.
No. I went through there.
Did you?
Yeah. They do have one in the home dugout, but that's almost as far as this. And they're using both of those with their scoreboard. It's Wi-Fi, so they need one for plug their Wi-Fi hotspot in and one for the scoreboard. So.
Don't you have a battery? Can't you do that?
Yeah, I know. I was going to do that.
But you worry about not having...
Well, it died on us 2 hours into the our last basketball game. But when we did that at the Little League Finals, used it then, that was 3 hours, and I still had battery left. So I don't know. I'm scared to do it.
Swing and a miss. 2-2.
Might use it tomorrow.
Give it a shot?
Yeah, see if I can. Work. I have a second one coming, but I didn't realize it's coming out of China. So I thought it was going to be here 2 weeks ago, and it's still probably 2 weeks away.
Fly ball hit well into left center field, and nobody's going to get that one. One run is going to score, and that's a double for Finkbein. And it makes the score now 14-2. He tomahawked that one out there.
Yeah, he did. And got it kind of up
time
in the air pretty good.
We're going to have a new pitcher on the mound.
Yep.
I don't think Caden ran out of gas. Let's take a break. Come right back. Indian baseball leading 14-2.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation. Their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, we're back here. This is the bottom of the fifth inning. Runners at second, third inning is leading 14-2 with one out. Indians trying to get this thing over with. New pitcher on the mound is Wyatt Benn. Wyatt takes over for Caden Greasy, who just kind of lost a little bit here.
Yeah, he was awesome, and then he wasn't.
Pitch is a little bit high, ball one.
I think it's either bottom of fifth, bottom of the sixth. Indians are still down 5-0 to St. Mary's at the softball yard.
Rough Riders. There's a beat. No, landed. Oh, he makes a catch.
Oh, man.
And we're going to double it off.
Wow.
Landon Flair goes out in the right field and makes a tremendous catch, as he's done all year, and picks off the runner at second. And that is going to be it. The final score, Fort Recovery 14, the Tri-Village Patriots 2. We're going to come back and recap today's victory.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back here to New Madison. Indians come away with a 14-2 victory. And, it looked like Tri-Village was going to make a little comeback here and get it down below the run rule. And Landon made a great play, went out, grabbed that one, a leaping catch on one that was kind of supposed to go over his head. And he was able to get it over to Alex to double him off at second base because he'd taken off on the swing. So what do you got there?
You know what? You look at Post has done that all year. Landon's had a tremendous year defensively.
Yes.
As has the whole Fort Recovery Indians team.
Yeah.
Indians now win 5 in a row. That's their fifth win in a row. We talked about it at Sidney Lehman about starting a win streak with me and Patchy was doing it. And said, it's time to start playing baseball. And Indians come out just firing on all cylinders. And the top of the order was tremendous. And we're going to go over to Indians. 14 runs, 8 hits with an error. Tri-Village, 2 runs, 2 hits, 3 errors. Indians, the win goes to Caden Greasy. Caden pitched really well. He went 4 1/3, gave up 1 run. Gave up 2 runs on 2 base hits. He hit a couple batters there in the bottom of the fifth. And Wyatt Benn comes in and throws 2 pitches, and it gets a kid to flare out into double play.
That was easy.
Yeah, Indians win 14-2.
And our guys have been doing that kind of all year. One of them will do well, and then he kind of slows down. Next guy come in and just, I'll take care of it.
Well, you see this team is really starting to play with a lot of confidence. And offensively, I mean, if you look at Landon Post, Landon got on there. He scored 3 runs, got 3 base hits by a batter, and then he walked twice. Caden Greasy with 2 hits, a triple and a double. He drove in 2 runs and scored 2. Wyatt Benn gets 2 hits and a sack fly, and he drove in 2. Daniel Patch had a hit. He hit one a long way out here. They've been going in a lot of baseball parks. and he scored two runs. Troy Homan does what Troy Homan does. He gets on base. He steals bases. He scored a run. He also had a couple hits. Riggs Toby had a big double that scored a couple runs. Sage Wendell, first start as an Indian, and all he does is drive in three runs with a base hit and a walk. Jackson Irving also scored a run. And Alex Dews, you know, he's just a tremendous shortstop and did a really nice job defensively. And he also scored a run. Indians with 14 runs, 8 hits, and one error. Tri-Village 2, 2, and 3. Indians improved to 5-1 on the season. And we got a big one tomorrow, folks.
Yes, we do.
We traveled to Versailles. Dave Kalp and Harold Feely and Spence will be there. Bring you that one. It's a Big Mac game. And that would be a big stepping stone. And
yes.
Our goal is, you know, we'd like to win the Mac this year.
Yes, and we definitely can. St. Henry put up run rule on Coldwater. That doesn't seem right. You don't know who's, until we played a few games, you don't know who's going to have those sophomores that turn into juniors that are really good or juniors that turn into seniors are really good. We didn't have Cale tonight.
No, that's right.
And he's been a big hitter for us. But Sage came in and what he was supposed to do, that's what he did. That's just awesome.
We got a big week of baseball, folks, and we talked about tomorrow at Versailles, and on Thursday we got St. John's coming in. I think the girls are also at home, right? That day, I think there's a doubleheader.
Yes, I believe that's right. But that's going to be Jay County.
Yes.
But I don't think we're going to be able to get that on the radio. But Rob may have that on the radio. I don't know yet about that. So that may be on the radio. It will not be on Sports Stream 2. Chase won't be available for that. He's going to be helping with the.
What a loser he is.
He's helping with the junior high track meet.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he's always doing something.
Volunteering.
Yep.
And then on Saturday, South Adams comes to the battleground, and we got a big one, Bo. That's 11 a.m., a doubleheader on Fort Cover Radio.
Yep.
It's also chicken dinner, so if you see
from
players,
noon to 2,
get your chicken dinner tickets from these guys.
Chicken dinner tickets from the players, and the chicken dinners will be served from noon to 2. You don't have to stay at the game. If you're not going to be able to be at the game, you can stop by and pick up your chicken from anywhere from noon to 2, don't know that they'll have any extras, but if they do, they'll be glad to sell them to you. But we got a big week tonight, tomorrow, every night but Wednesday.
Yep, that's right.
We don't have one Friday. So
yep. So once again, the final score today, Fort Recovery 14, Tri-Village 2. For my good friend, Mr. Neil Spencer, I am Bob Stalger. See you tomorrow night, Indians at Versailles.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. To the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.